Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our HRMC training call this Monday morning, December 3rd, 2018. We won't be saying that much longer. 2019 is just around the corner. Happy holidays to everyone. We've got a power-packed call lined up this morning. We've got joining us live from Dallas, Texas, Mr. Mike Riches, the president of HRMC, a millionaire club member. Has created multiple income or ring earners in his team, and excited to have Mike on the call today sharing some important insights with us. We've also got our national marketing director and executive director, Mr. Chris Evans, joining us from Tennessee, and we've got Mr. Mike Scott joining us from Ohio to give you some important updates and tips on some of the things that they're doing in the market right now. I'm going to fly through some announcements. First of all, November, we closed it out strong. I was up here till late Friday night getting business processed. I want to just congratulate all of our producers, especially all those that Performance Club qualified in the month of November. Congratulations to each of you. And I want to recognize our top 15 producers. We'll put the top 20 on the website today, but here's the top 15 producers for the month of November. It was really a great lineup. Mr. Bowie Ballard from Texas, congratulations to you, sir. Mr. Brian Fahili from Louisiana, always in the top producers there. Congratulations, Brian. Miss Linda Pitt from Tennessee / Ohio, congratulations to you, ma'am. Mr. Josh Riches, someone who I know, my son, one of my older sons, congratulations to you. I know he worked super hard the last of the month there, wrote about 30 memberships last month, last week. Congratulations to you, Josh. And then we got another Josh Starnes from South Carolina. Well done, Josh. Congratulations to you joining the top producers in HRMC. Now the top 10. This is a new face. You're going to see a lot of him. He's going for executive director this month, Mr. Michael Dagan from Florida. Michael, I'm looking forward to meeting you here this weekend in Cookeville, Tennessee, and congratulations to you, sir, for making it in the top 10 producers last month. David Paperno from California, 19,000 personal sales, fast approaching 20,000 personal sales, and still writing almost more than anyone else in the company. Great job, Dave, for a great month. And Adam and Alicia Thompson from Kentucky in the top 10. Congratulations to you guys. Mr. Evan Westenscow from Colorado. I love seeing Colorado on there. Evan, congratulations on a great month of production. Miss Rebecca Baker from California. Great job to you, Rebecca. Fantastic work there. And now the top five. Here we go. Chris Evans, we're going to be hearing from him in just a moment from the great state of Tennessee. Great job, Mr. Evans, on a great month. Miss Renee McKnight from Oklahoma. Congratulations to you. And Miss Kelly McNear, I love seeing all these women on the top producer list. Kelly, congratulations to you from Louisiana on an incredible month. Miss Melanie Knabb, one of our $150,000 income earners, a millionaire club member, number two spot. And Digital Insurance, Inc. from Georgia, ranked in number one as the number one producer last month. Fantastic job to every one of you for making that top producing list. And I can't wait to see what December's obviously our biggest production month of the year. December always is in group sales, in B2B sales, is always the number one month of the year. So I'm excited to see all the numbers come in this month. We typically can double another month, sometimes triple it. So if you're not geared up to make this next few weeks, and it really happens in these first couple weeks here, your biggest production time ever of the year, then you're a little off. Something's off. So you might just be starting. That's okay. Catch up quick. Get out and see as many groups as you can. I know we've had a record number of new groups being opened because we're able to offer still for the next 4 weeks here the 2017 rates to all the groups that we're opening up. So I hope we're taking full advantage of that. We've talked a lot about that. I'm sure Michael mentioned that again on the call this morning. But I'll tell you what, just an important time of the year to get out there and talk to companies and do enrollments, and never a better time. Last Tuesday, my brother Mike and I went to Ada, Oklahoma. I flew into Dallas on Monday, and we drove up to Ada Tuesday morning and met with several of the executives of Legal Shield. We had the CEO Mr. Jeff Bell there, the president of Business Solutions, Glenn Peterson, and many, many other executives, as well as a few other platinum executive directors. And we had just a long discussion on large group sell, large groups and how we interact with them, and really had a productive discussion. It was 4 hours, then we all went out to dinner to the country club together. But I'll tell you what, in the many meetings that I've attended, and Mike, I think you'll agree, it was very productive. Legal Shield is committed to business solutions. That's one thing we left with a clear picture of. They are committed to business solutions. They're committed to helping you and I achieve success in this market. And I was just super proud to walk away. And we are developing some policies that will be very favorable to us in working with those larger groups. Those should roll out before the end of the year. But I'll tell you what you can do right now is open groups. The more groups you open right now, the better it's going to be for all of us. I talked to Mr. Bell about how effective the 2017 rates were. And he said, well, you know, we're not seeing a huge increase. We're seeing a little increase, but not a huge increase. And I just want to challenge you. My message this morning is let's show Legal Shield a huge increase. Let's go out and every one of us open a group this week and put some business on the books at Legal Shield so they see that difference, because we were trying to negotiate to continue using those rates. And the problem is the numbers aren't speaking that it's helpful. So I'm just challenging all of us to open a group this week, open a group next week, show Legal Shield, hey, we appreciate this lower rate available to our members, and I think we could lean him over to that side, but we're going to have to produce some numbers to really show that. So it was a really good, productive meeting. I really enjoyed it, and we'll be sharing some of those important policy updates here in the near future. Let's hit the events real quick. 11 o'clock a.m. today, Mr. Jim Tanner, and I are going to team up every Monday at 11 a.m. We're doing a little training on, and it's a Facebook Live. You can go to the GY3 Success Team Facebook page and join us live. But this is a training on how to build an executive director organization. So it doesn't talk about group sales or business solutions. It really focuses on building an executive director organization through networking, through building a team. If that's something you're interested in doing, I just invite you to join us at 11 o'clock on the GY3 Success Team Facebook page. It's a live event that we do, and we did our first one last week, and it went really well, and we're going to do another one. We've got some great stuff lined up to share with you today. This is for only people that want to build an executive director organization through team building, but I did want to make that announcement on the call this morning. This Friday, we've got a lot of folks coming into Cookeville, Tennessee. I'm super excited to join you at the Success System Training event this Friday and Saturday. Because of that event, we're not going to have a roundtable call. We usually do our B2B roundtable call the first Friday of every month. We will not do one in December. We'll pick that up again in January, but no roundtable call this Friday because of the Cookeville event. Look forward to seeing many of you there. Next Thursday, you'll see this up on the events page, there's a B2B certification webinar from 9 to 11. So 9 to 11 next Thursday, and we've got that schedule set up where you, when you register, it will send you out the registration reminders and stuff like that. So that might be the last one for the year because of the holidays, so definitely take advantage of that again next Thursday, and you can check that out on the events page. Another event you'll see up there shortly is Mr. Mike Riches, who we'll be hearing from here in just a moment, will be joining many of the top Legal Shield producers and six-figure income earners in Dallas for a full-day employee benefit training. This is a live event December 14th, so the following day. He's going to do a B2B certification webinar on the 13th, and then next Friday on the 14th, from 8 to 5 p.m., it's going to be and there's a website we'll list there that you can register on. But again, if you're in anywhere in that Texas area, get to this event. It's a full day. Many of you have heard from Abby Parker, Darius Frecher, or Frencha, top producers joining with Mike Riches to spend an entire day training on business solutions. So what a great opportunity next Friday, December 14th. And final announcement is, of course, our Dallas convention coming up in March of 2019. If you haven't got your tickets yet, be sure to click and get those today. They're selling out very quickly. You can get still that lower. I think they're still at $69. Legal Shield's going to be over $100 today, but you can get those through the Harvard back office for just a few more days at $69, so take advantage of that as well. I've got a couple guests on the call this morning. Let's first of all go to Mr. Mike Scott, joining us from Ohio, Rossford, Ohio. Mike, thanks for being on the call this morning. I know you've recently opened up some new groups, and you've got some tips to share with the team this morning. I'll turn the call over to you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Riches. I really appreciate it. Mike Riches asked me to talk about how to get leads organically, and so that's what I thought I would do this morning. There's really three areas that I attack when I'm taking a look at getting leads organically, and that's any past business relationships that I have that I can contact, people that I know that are centers of influence, and then, of course, the all-important getting references from closed business. So when I'm talking about past business relationships, I've been really fortunate that I've had a relationship with a lot of companies through my career. And we can all agree that gaining entry is easier if you have an existing relationship. So when I call somebody that I know or that I've done business with in the past, I'd say I'd like to stop by for about 30 minutes to tell you what I'm up to. I don't talk about the products and setting up the appointment unless I absolutely have to, because we all know that it's much easier to sell the products face-to-face. And it sets up the atmosphere that they're doing business with me as opposed to my just hawking a particular product to them. So what I have found is that the close rate is a lot higher when I'm dealing with folks that I know, and that just makes sense. I end up with about probably a close rate of about 4 out of 5 when I'm dealing with that. So, and I'm also able to really influence how the enrollments will happen, and especially if the DM will purchase. And what I've found is that most of the folks that I know that I've done business with in the past, after they hear about the product when I'm describing it to them and trying to get them to allow me to talk to their employees, they want to buy the product right then and there. I try to have them hold off until the actual enrollment date so that I can show that they're leading the pack and that they're doing that. So, you know, and as an example, last week I had a small group enrollment, and I was able to close all 6 of the folks that attended. I know that's not a real large attendance, but it was a smaller company. But this was because of the relationship that I had with the DM and his belief in our product. So the next area then is center of influences, and this is people that you know that are connected. As an example, there's a salesperson with an engineering firm that I asked her if she would send emails out to a number of different companies that she does business with. And she did do that. She sent that out, and what she did is she asked them if they would be able to or if they would be willing to accept a call from me to talk about some great products that can help their employees. Again, we didn't get into the weeds about what the product was. We're just trying to get that appointment. So what she's contacted different construction firms, engineering firms, general companies. There's probably a list of about 10 at this point that she's got out there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay her with gift cards, and that amount will be dependent on what I sell in each group. And my hope is that as she receives these gift cards from me, this will incent her to reach out to more companies. Another example that I have is that I had a meeting with a former superintendent of all the Catholic schools in the area. He's now an administrator with a large high school. In fact, I'm going to be having that enrollment coming up this month. And I asked him if I could use his name as an endorsement when I'm calling on other area schools. And he wholeheartedly agreed, and this is just going to be a huge door opener. So I'm continuing to reach out to others. The thing that I'd like you to keep in mind is that these centers of influence, that's an ever-expanding group. I mean, as you go out and you start talking with folks in different people that you already know, you'll begin to see that they've got particular expertise in areas, and you need to tap into that. And then finally, the last one is references from closed business. And I've asked for it every time that I close a business, and I've received multiple references from the DMs of those businesses that I've sold. And I always ask if I can use their name in gaining entry to these new prospects. And I've never had anybody turn me down in allowing me to use their name. So, depending upon the relationship, this usually gets me in the door, and it's a much better return than on just straight cold calling. So, I know a lot of you are going to say, but Mike, I don't have those relationships, those kind of things. But really, you do. I mean, if you take a look out there at who you do business with, and I know Mike Riches has talked about this a lot, but your doctor's office, dentist office, dry cleaners, your baker, your insurance salespeople are a great one for this because they can help get you into different areas. Local politicians, they're always very well connected. Friends that are employed with other area companies. You always need to keep your eyes open for all the opportunities. And you need to talk to everyone, tell them what you're doing, and ask them for your help. If you're positive in that approach, people will want to help you succeed. Does this eliminate the need to do cold calls? No, it doesn't. But it certainly allows you to spend the bulk of your time on more highly successful avenues. So with that, Mark, I'll turn it back over to you, and appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Van, fantastic tips, Mike. Thank you so much for hopping on and sharing that with us. Great info, great timely info for us to get out there and use today in marketing this incredible product to companies. I want to keep up the good work up there in Ohio. I want to take the call to Mr. Chris Evans, joining us this morning from outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Mr. Evans is our National Marketing Director and a top producer. Chris, I know all of us are excited about this Marriott data breach. Isn't it funny that when they have a major data breach across the country, we all get excited about it? That's good news to us. Talk to us about it, and I know you're taking full advantage of it and opening a lot of new groups with that information.
Absolutely. I mean, years and years ago, Harvard Business School did a study on, what makes businesses successful, and when evaluating businesses, what to look for. And, one of the most important factors that they determined in the success of businesses was timing. They said, timing is to business what location is to real estate. And I remember looking at that when I first got involved, 15 years ago. And, when we started talking about identity theft way back then, and it's funny because so many times something happens. We had the Yahoo data breach, and we had the Equifax data breach, and we can look back at little pings and things that have happened that we've questioned, okay, is it going to get better than this? And I'm here to tell you that this breach at this time is the best thing that could happen for you this holiday season. It's almost a perfect storm because the holiday season, December is traditionally the best month for those that are out taking advantage of that. We're always looking for reasons to follow up with companies that we've either spoken with before or companies that we've already gotten into, but now we're trying to get back in for re-enrollments. A lot of companies are doing their open enrollment period right now, getting ready for January 1. And this Marriott breach really gives us an extra reason to follow up. A couple of things to know about the Marriott breach. This was the second largest data breach in the history of the world. This is some of the language that I use. This breach was three times larger than the Equifax data breach. They got your employees, and this is the language again, I say they got your employees' information, because if you're talking to somebody who, an HR director, and they don't go to HR or Marriott, or if you've Marriott or Starwood or things like that, and you're talking to them about here's what they got of yours, and it didn't affect them, it's not going to be as impactful. So the language, make sure you're saying, this is what they got from your employees. They got addresses, they got passport numbers, they got credit card numbers. So, you've got that Marriott breach that's going to kind of throw identity theft back in people's faces, let them realize that, hey, this is still a problem. Then you've got the holiday season with our holiday workshop. One of the things that we talk about in our holiday workshop is travel. And the thing is, this breach, while it was just discovered now, has been going on since 2014. So this is an ongoing thing that people have to be concerned with, and it fits perfectly into our holiday workshop. People right now are in the buying mode. They love to buy. It's just that time. I see that when you go in and you do these holiday workshops, that you've got a much better reception. It's a great time to bring in lunch. You know, if you're contacting a company and offering to bring in a lunch and a holiday workshop for the employees, you know, you're going to get a lot better reception. The good thing is we've got that urgency. It's not something that they can say, well, let me check our schedule and get back with me in a couple months. When you're talking about the dangers of identity theft around the holiday season, you're not putting that timeline on it. The calendar is. You've got that. And so if you're following up, making those phone calls, if you're sending out emails with this information and you're not getting responses back, you have not sent that company a holiday gift. You have not sent them an end-of-the-year thank-you gift. And I think one big misconception that people have about thank-you gifts is that, or holiday gifts, is that they're somehow thanking that company for the business that they've done with them that past year. And so they evaluate, okay, who are my companies that I wrote the most business in? Who am I going to give the biggest gift to, or who am I going to be there? Understand this. A gift that you send someone at this time of the year is not to thank them for the business that they did with you this past year. It's to thank them for the business that they're going to do with you this month and next year. So make sure you've got those gifts out, and I assure you, you get a follow-up. You will get a returned email. You will get someone to answer your call. And if you're taking those gifts in person, they will see you. They will talk to you. So make sure that you're giving those gifts out as well. And then finally, when talking about those gifts, who do you want to give those to? I give them to anybody that is helpful in me with me getting into that company. I've seen a lot of times, and I've made this mistake a lot of times, where I'll go in and maybe give it a gift to the head person, the head HR director or the president of the company. And he may not have, or she may not have, any involvement in the day-to-day operation of this business or in this with this benefit. And so make sure you're giving something to the payroll administrator. Make sure you're giving to somebody that, you know, helps with the scheduling. Make sure you give, you know, even if it's something as simple as just a small box of chocolates and a Starbucks gift card with a thanks a latte, you know, cheesy pun on there that, you know, that you're handing them, you know, keep those relationships. I love what Mike was saying earlier, Mike Scott here, about the relationships and how that reflects or how that is involved with his success. That could not be any farther it's whatever I'm trying to say, but do it. Build those relationships. Get those gifts out. Utilize this Marriott breach as a follow-up. Utilize our holiday workshop as a method to lock something down right now. And here's the thing with the perfect storm, and that's really what this is, with all these outside factors coming together right now, these things are only a tool and a resource if you use them. This is only going to benefit those that take advantage of it. And I can promise you this, there are some people on here right now listening that do not have any enrollments lined up in the month of December. But I promise you, if you take advantage of what's here right now, there's not one person that hopefully is listening to my voice that cannot go out and have the best December that they've ever had. It's early in the month. People are looking for opportunities to have luncheons brought in. They're looking for answers to the problems that the media is informing them of. And again, you just have to get out and take advantage of it. So I'm excited getting out there to do that. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Richards.
Wow, fantastic information, Chris. Just so well said. And gifting is so important. You know, I'm fearful that people are listening to this call, but they're not doing what we're talking about. And let me give you a quick example. Mike and I were heading up to Ada. It's Tuesday morning. We're getting out early and heading up there for our 1 o'clock meeting. And Mike says, well, I really want to stop by Costco and pick up some gifts for the home office. And, you know, it just was not on my mind. I mean, there's some of our most valuable assets there at the home office, and yet it wasn't on my mind to give them a gift. But Mike had that wisdom to say, hey, let's stop by and get some. And I ended up, you know, getting about 10 gifts myself. We walked in there. It was so funny. We had to park right up by the front door and take several trips into the building with all these big gift bags. We gave gifts to the business solutions team and the platinum team there and all the people that we work with on a day-to-day basis. And it was really good, some of the executives. And I wish I had more. There were people I met. I was like, oh, I wish I had a gift for them. And, again, this is not business solutions, you know, gifting like Chris Evans was just talking about. But this is gifting. It's about building relationships. And I'll tell you what, it felt so good. And the people that we handed those to were so happy and so excited. And then it was interesting because we had some other platinums coming in. Three of them walked in the door, at least two platinums and a big producer, but none of them had anything. And I didn't say anything. I wanted to say, hey, where's your guys' gifts? But it just shows most people don't do what Chris is talking about. Most people kind of go around, it's kind of like begging, you know, can we offer this as a benefit without a gift? And the real top producers, I mean, you just heard some great wisdom from two top producers there, but Chris Evans is one of the top 10 producers in the company, and he's saying take gifts to people right now. Little gifts are fine, but be in that gifting mode, and you'll have a big December. That's the secret. So Mike was telling us a few weeks ago, go out and get gifts out right now, and some did. Unfortunately, most people don't. Most people show up empty-handed. They walk in the company and say, hey, you know, I'm here. Here's my card. That's not your business card is not a gift. You can write that one down. Okay. I challenge you to really take advantage of that. And Costco, Sam's, I mean, all have these nice big gift packs right in the front. And some of those, the ones we took up data were about $20. But there's little $5 ones that'll work just as well. Like Mr. Evans said, a box of chocolates and a gift card is fine. It doesn't have to be high end, but it's so important to our business and what we do. And I'm excited about our featured trainer this morning. My younger brother, Mr. Mike Riches, became a millionaire club member with Legal Shield in just a matter of a few years. He was one of the youngest millionaire club members ever. What I'm saying is he was one of the youngest people in Legal Shield history to earn $1 million. He's earned multiple millions of dollars now. He's a top producer. He's led and led a fantastic team to building an incredible organization of producers and ring earners. And just so excited to have you on the call this morning to share with us some ideas that you have as we launch a brand new month, the final month of 2018. Happy holidays, Mike. Good to have you on the call.
Absolutely. Well, happy holidays to everyone. And what a privilege to be here, folks. I'm telling you, I've really enjoyed this call so far this morning. I mean, what great information. And, Mark, I could not agree more with you and Chris as well. And just the power of gifting, it's real. You know, I loved Mark's note, your business card is not a gift. That is so true. You know, here's just another one on that note and in that regard. You're probably not going to overgift. You're probably not going to make that mistake. Now I'm not saying that it's impossible to. I remember, and I've shared this story before, one of our reps that I was taking into a company, it was an active group, and I was walking him in. I was going to turn this group over to him to work, and he brought this massive box of chocolates, and you know, it was probably a little overboard. It was a little bit gaudy, but that's not the bad part. The bad part is he walked in and he threw it down on the HR person's desk, and just when he dropped it on her desk, that was a little bit surprising. You could see in her face, but then he threw it down on her desk and then pointed at it and said, I paid $50 for that box of chocolates. You're welcome. So there is something to being tactful about the gifts that we give. Anyway, I always think of that when we talk about gifting. I think I've shared that on this call before. I apologize for the duplication. But I could not agree more. What an important time of the year to do that. And it's just, you know, it's one thing to have it sent, but when you can hand deliver it in person with a smile, it just means something to people. And I love what Chris said. That's not about, you know, thanking them for the business that you wrote this past year. It's thanking them for the business that you are going to write this month and this next year. What wisdom there shared by our national marketing director. I want to just say thank you to Mike Scott. What a fantastic job recapping the all-important principle of organically growing your business, getting referrals. And Mike has just been an expert at that. There are so many times where we see our agents, they'll be having a conversation. It goes super well. Now, you can make the argument that you could get referrals when a conversation doesn't go well, but there are conversations that go so well, and yet they leave without getting referrals. They leave without even asking the question. And the reality is maybe every time you ask for a referral, maybe you won't get one. But I can assure you that you won't get very many referrals if you never ask. And Mike has just been excellent at that. He's been a great example. And I hope that we can pick up on that wisdom that he shared as well. I want to congratulate our top producers and just add my congratulations. Our number one producer is a broker that is on Bob Nissim's team. I know Bob is real proud that Digital Insurance Inc. Is a broker that he's worked with, and I know he's real proud of that. But I want to congratulate him and all of our top producers for a fantastic month of November. The great thing about this business, and I consider this a positive strength of this business, is that it doesn't really matter what you did last month. What you did or did not do, that's in the past. If it was a great month, if you were sitting there, the top producer, and you wrote several hundred sales, guess what? It's a new month, and you can't really rest on that. And if it wasn't a great month for you, or if it was an okay month, but you think that you could do better, The great news is we are starting a new month, and it's the biggest month of the year. Mark Riches said that earlier. Historically, December has always been our biggest month. Part of that is we've been writing business for the last month plus that's all going to process in December because so many companies have their open enrollments, you know, and some of them even as early as October, but some of them have them in November. Certainly a lot of them have them in December, but that's all effective January 1st. So that business doesn't actually process. I was talking to Brian Fahili last week. He just wrote a good-sized group. All of that business, or most of that business, rolls into the month of December, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's certainly the case with a lot of our top producers. But it's also, it has a lot to do with what Chris Evans talked about, this time of year. This is the time of year to be writing business, and people are spending money. They're in that buying mode. I've shared this before, and I'll share it again. One of my favorite lines in an enrollment this time of year is, look, folks, this costs $7.82 a week. That's the family plan, both the identity theft and the legal, is only $7.82 a week. And you know, I'm spending more than $7 right now on toys that my kids are going to play with for 10 minutes and then forget that they even have. Isn't it worth that small amount to know that my family, to have the peace of mind that my family is protected moving forward into 2019? And especially in this time, you know, Chris Evans talked about the timing, that timing in business is everything. Boy, I could not agree more with that. This time where we've got the second largest data breach ever, which, by the way, is more severe than the largest as far as the information that has been compromised here in this Marriott data breach. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, what the top producers learn to do, they learn to do a few things in this business, but one of the things that top producers learn to do and do it well is they use the advertising that is being done by all the news networks, by all the online articles, by the class action lawsuit that was just filed against Marriott. They use all of that to their advantage when they're marketing. If I'm doing a presentation this week and I don't talk about that Marriott breach, it's not that I can't do a great presentation without it, because I could, that I'd be missing out on a great opportunity. We could go run a multi-million dollar advertising campaign today, and it would not benefit us as much as what's already happening in the news outlets for free. I want you to view that as free advertising, because that's exactly what it is. My brother hit it right on the head. You know, most people are terrified when they hear news about a data breach. We're ecstatic, because that means that people's ears are going to be open, their eyes are going to be open, their minds are going to be open today more than ever before. I'm certainly thinking about it. I'm a platinum premier with Marriott, so you know I'm thinking about that. That was really cool when I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and I had a bigger suite than my brother because of my status with Marriott. Last week, not as cool to be a platinum with Marriott. We're all thinking, oh, my goodness. And I'm telling you, that trepidation is on the minds of a lot of people right now, and I hope that you and I can use these current events for, again, to build urgency in what we do. I just want to make one other quick comment to piggyback on what Mark talked about, that meeting that we had last week in Ada. I just want to share with you, because I'm committed to sharing this with as many people as I possibly can. I left out of that meeting, and it was a four-hour meeting. We spent the first 30 minutes together, all of us combined. Then we broke off for almost 2 hours. I guess maybe it was an hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes. We broke off into kind of subgroups, subcommittees. And I spent time in my subcommittee with definitely some leaders from the field, Brian Crothers and Darnell Self, who are both Platinum Executive Directors, and others. But we had in my subgroup John Pletcha, who is over all of field sales in the B2B space, and then Mandy Simmons. Mandy Simmons is a name that you may or may not be familiar with. It's a name that you're going to be familiar with. She was just promoted to Vice President over Business Solutions at the corporate office. So she oversees what has been reorganized now as 200 home office employees who are sitting there ready and willing to help with business solution sales. That was one of the things that I was so impressed with. You know, that has been a reorganization as of late at the Legal Shield corporate office. Some of you are probably thinking, you know, they needed a reorganization, and you're right. They recognized that, and they reorganized in order to provide better service to both our clients that we bring to the table, but also to you and me, the field associates that are out there riding. And one thing that was adamantly clear is that Legal Shield executives, from Jeff Bell, the CEO, to Glenn Peterson, the president of the Business Solutions Division, to everyone else involved, every executive there, every executive of Legal Shield, this great company, they see Business Solutions as the future of Legal Shield. And I can say that unapologetically. That doesn't mean that there aren't other great avenues, but this is where the big growth is going to come from, specifically from associates in the field like you and me. That's the big growth. Now, the bulk of that growth will happen with companies that have fewer than 200 employees. We've always taught that. We've always preached that until we're blue in the face, that smaller companies is where it's at. Smaller companies make decisions quicker. Smaller companies give you access to employees, much greater access. You could open a company today with 130 employees and get in front of more people than opening a company with 1,300 employees, just simply because of access. And you see that with smaller companies. That's the future. That doesn't mean that there's not some great potential in companies that are larger as well. That was a big point of our conversation that we had last week. Legal Shield is committed to using people like you and me in working with larger companies as well. But I'm going to tell you, the big potential is in groups that are under 200 employees. I hope you hear my voice. I hope you jot that down. I hope you remember that. I know I'm preaching to the choir. Many of you, that's exactly who you're calling on. But I left out of there very excited, very motivated, very optimistic about the future of this opportunity. It is better today than it has ever been. If business solutions is a part of your game plan, if you want to call on companies and offer these plans as employee benefits, these incredible plans that we have, the legal plan, the identity theft plan, if you want to recruit and build a team of people who do that, if you want to be able to support people in your organization who come to you and say, I want to do business solution sales, I'm telling you, that opportunity is bigger today than it has ever been. That's all part of timing. Yes, timing has to do with the market, as Chris Evans talked about, but I'm going to tell you, the timing of where this company is today, where we are positioned, and the support, support's the right word, the incredible strength that Legal Shield brings to the table, the individuals, the professionalism, the training, it's never been better. It's never been better than it is today. And so I am certainly excited about that. I hope you are as well. I mentioned that you're going to be familiar with the name Mandy Simmons. She's going to be speaking on our call next Monday. We've asked her just to take a few minutes and talk about some of the restructuring that has taken place and what she and her team are ready and willing to do to enable future growth. And we're excited to hear from her next week. She'll just be speaking for a few minutes in addition to our keynote speaker. I wanted to just invite you as well to get certified this month. If you are not yet employee benefit certified, and I say that because I know that we've got some new people, I'm going to be flying to Chicago, Illinois next week. Legal Shield is bringing in just about 11 or 12 of their trainers that we're going to be doing a new course in 2019. I'm excited for that. I think it'll be really good. I think it would behoove you to, if you're not yet certified, to go ahead and get that done, get that employee benefit certification done this month. Mark mentioned we've got a couple of opportunities for that. If you're anywhere in the Dallas, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, you know, if you can get to Dallas-Fort Worth within 3 or 4 hours' drive, we'd love to have you. I talked to Maggie Newton up in Kansas who was looking to come down for that training in Dallas-Fort Worth on the 14th. That's next Friday. And certainly we would love to have any of you that could make it in for that event. Of course, we'll have a webinar, as Mark mentioned, next week. Both of those are now on the events page if you want to check out the details. I wanted to share just a few thoughts this morning on learning the skill of selling a membership. You know, that for me, I don't know that I intentionally planned that, but it was one of the early skills that I learned. And I'm grateful for that. That skill, I've often said, is the key to cash flow. If you can develop the skill of selling a membership, that's not something that comes automatically, by the way. Some people think it does. Some people get frustrated because they're, you know, especially when they're new, they hear a presentation and the membership makes so much sense to them, and they feel that it's a good value and a good program and a good protection that they want to have in place for them and for their family in the cases where that's applicable. And so they sign up for it. And we from time to time have agents who get a little bit frustrated because it made so much sense when they heard about it, and then they go out and they share the membership with people that they know, and it doesn't make as much sense, and people don't sign up as much. However, I'm always quick to point out, frankly, sometimes that's just a numbers thing. You know, someone goes out and makes one or two presentations and the people don't sign up and they just need to go out and make more presentations because even our top producers don't get 100% of the people that they talk to. But I would wager to say that in some cases, the reason for that is that the people that they're talking to are not hearing the same presentation. In other words, the agent, when they signed up, whoever did that presentation, whether it was a video or a website, but it was a polished presentation. And maybe they thought that they could just go copy that and that it would come easily. And that's really not the case. It is a skill. It's a skill that you've got to develop. It's a skill that is worth developing, though. And that's the point I want to make. I've said this before. Again, it's the key to cash flow. We are in a cash flow business. I never want to hear someone in our organization call me and say, man, I'm tight on cash flow right now, or I need, you know, $1,000 to be able to pay a bill. Y'all, we are in a cash flow business. And you can go get, if you need $1,000, go sell five plans. If you can develop the skill of selling a membership, there are thousands of people all around you that don't have this plan, never have heard of this plan, that need this plan, and can afford this plan. All you've got to go do is connect those dots. All you've got to do is be able to get a good presentation, then go deliver it. And you're in a cash flow business. You need $1,000 by the end of this week. Great. Go sell five plans today. You'll have $1,000 in your bank account in 2 days, well before the end of this week. Not only is it important for cash flow, but selling the plan is also the primary skill for group sales as well. Obviously, you know, when you're meeting with a group of employees, it's typically the same skill. It really is. If you can learn to sell an individual membership, it's not hard to learn how to sell a group of employees the membership. It's also the same skill predominantly in a decision-maker meeting as well. If you can learn how to sell an individual plan, or if you can learn how to do a group presentation, it's the same content, for the most part, that you're going to take into a decision-maker meeting. That's another area where people mess up. They think that a decision-maker meeting is all about, you know, how this is going to benefit the company and reduce absenteeism and, you know, make employees more productive. And all of that's good, but you know what the bulk of a decision-maker meeting is? It's a sales presentation. It's getting the decision-maker to be excited about these products. If I can get a decision-maker by the end of a DM meeting to say, man, this sounds really good, I'd sign up for it. You know what I really just did? I just overcame almost every objection. The objections that you face in a DM meeting, will my employees sign up for this? Can my employees afford this? Is this worth taking 15 minutes away from production to get them to listen to this? Is this worth bringing this person into a safety meeting or a staff meeting? Those objections that you face in a DM meeting, if you can just get the decision maker to say, man, this sounds really good, I'd sign up, you just overcame almost every one of those. And that's why it's the bulk of a DM meeting as well. This is the number one skill that people can learn in this business. I'm convinced of that. I'll always be convinced of that. So let me share with you just a few tips here in selling the plan. And listen, the good news is if that's a skill that you are intent on learning, we have got a lot of information. There is no shortage of training in our back office on this particular topic. One of the things, though, that I really enjoy doing, not so much in a group, although you might be able to make it work in a group. This is typically not how I do a group presentation, though, but in an individual presentation. One of the things that I like to do to open it up, this is not the entire presentation, but just simply to open it up, to get the prospect that I'm talking to immediately appreciate the value of what we can do. And this technique is called the "if you were my attorney" story. I'm going to pick on my brother, if that's okay, and just role play with him. I'm going to do the "if you were my attorney" story for you, just so you can hear it. You can hear exactly how I like to do it. Now, I'm not saying that's the only way that you could do it, but as I do this with my brother, as I go through this example, bear in mind a few things. Number one, I'm not doing a full membership presentation here. So this is, again, just an introduction. This is a way to get things started. This is a 2 or 3 minute deal at the most, maybe not even that. But I am going to focus on 4 or 5 features of the legal plan that are some of our most commonly used features. So you'll hear me talk about advice and consultation. You'll hear me talk about letters and phone calls. You'll hear me talk about document review. You'll hear me talk about a will. And then I'll probably throw on speeding tickets as well. I'm not going to get into every feature of the plan. I'm just going to cover 4 or 5. I'm just going to hit 4 or 5. Again, all I'm doing is establishing value with this plan. So listen for that. I'm going to set it up right. And what I mean by that is sometimes people just dive into the "if you're my attorney" story, but it doesn't. They don't really set it up the right way. And the prospect is confused. So you'll hear me as I go through this with my brother. You'll hear me really take some time on the front end and set it up so that he understands exactly what we're going to be doing. And I'm also going to set up I'm going to want to get a number at the end. In fact, what I'm going to ask him to do, and I would do this if I were face-to-face with him, even though we're not this morning, but I would ask him to go ahead and jot down some things and make sure he's got a pen and a paper. And if I was face-to-face, I would give him a pen and paper. And I would say, just go ahead and jot down some thoughts and some numbers. And then at the end, I'm going to be sure to give him a number. I'm going to be sure to get a number from him. Just so you know, the If You're My Attorney story, if you've not heard of that before, I'm going to have him pretend like he's an attorney. I'm going to list a few legal services and ask him what he would charge me per month. Again, what I'm doing is I'm establishing value in $24.95. And at the end, if he's like some prospects, he might say, well, that sounds like a lot of money. But I'm not going to let him get away with that. I'm going to say, no, give me a number. Give me an actual number. What would you charge me as my attorney? Okay, Mark Ridges, do we have you on the line? Can I go ahead and role play with you?
You bet. I'm ready.
Okay. So here is the If You're My Attorney story. Mark, thanks for sitting down with me here. And what I want to do to start this off, I want to role play with you. Is that okay?
Sure.
And what I want to do, I want you to pretend for a minute that you are an attorney. Now you're not actually an attorney. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, then that's okay. So just pretend for me that you are an attorney. The average attorney around here charges about $300 an hour. So you are a $300 an hour attorney. And what I want to do, I want to list out four or five things, and you've got a pen and paper there. Do you mind just kind of jotting these down and maybe taking some notes as we go through this? I'm going to list off four or five things, Mark, that I want you to do kind of on an unlimited basis. Okay? So whenever I need you to do these four or five services, you'll be available and you'll do them. At the end, I'm going to ask you what you would charge me on a flat monthly fee. So we already know your hourly fee is $300 an hour, but I want to pay you a flat fee, kind of like a retainer, but a flat fee every month, and then you do these four or five things as many times as I need you to do them. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get through this. Through these four or five things, the first thing I want you to jot down is advice. And what I mean by that is anytime I've got any kind of legal question, if it's a question about real estate or a question about family law or estate planning or taxes, I just want to be able to call you. I just want to be able to call you and not have to worry about your clock running. I want you to just give me unlimited consultation, unlimited advice. And just as many times as I need them. And Mark, do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So at night, what I want you to do, because I want to have access to you 24 hours a day in the event of an emergency. So at night, if you can just put your cell phone, turn the ringer on, and just leave it by your bed so that I could call you if I'm in a car wreck or something like that, I don't want to wait till 8:30 the next morning. I want to be able to get a hold of you 24/7.
You with 24/7, okay.
So just kind of write that down. What would you charge me per month? And then we'll add these up at the end. The second thing I want you to do, I want you to write letters. So just jot down, write letters on my behalf. And all that is if I get in a situation where maybe I'm not being treated fairly, I know people are going to generally take my attorney a lot more seriously than they take me. So if I'm in a situation like that, maybe it's a utility bill where I'm being overcharged or a problem with a repair on my car, maybe it's a warranty issue, but anything like that where I need a little extra legal muscle, I just want to be able to call you and have you write a letter on my behalf. And I know attorneys typically are going to charge $400 or $500 per letter, but I just want to be able to have you do that as many times as I want in any given month, okay? So we'll just add that up. Can I also throw on there, can you write down contract review? And what I mean by that is if I ever sign a contract, I want you to review it for me first and just make sure that it's in my best interest.
Okay.
And then also, if you could just write down will, or you could do, comprehensive will would be fine too, but what I want you to do for me there, Mark, is write me a last will and testament. And go ahead and do one for my wife as well, because we may not die at the same time. But if you could write both of us a will, because we live in Texas, it's a probate state. I don't want the state to make decisions on things like raising my kids or, you know, what's going to happen to my assets. And then if you could keep that updated, too, at least once a year, just update it for us if we have changes that we want to make. And again, I know that, the average attorney is going to typically charge $1,000 or $1,500 to write a will. I just want you to do that and then wrap it into my monthly fee that I'm going to pay you. Are you kind of adding those up as we go along?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Can I throw one more on there? Is that okay?
Sure.
What are we on, number five?
Mm-hmm.
So number five, I want you to do speeding tickets. Because I do have kind of a lead foot sometimes. And if I ever get a speeding ticket, I just want you to defend me on those and try to get them off my record. I don't even mind paying a fine. I just don't want it to hit my insurance.
Okay.
Ooh, here's another one on that. Could you just write all 50 states next to that? So, and what I'm saying there, obviously, you know, you're not licensed in all 50 states, but if I got a ticket in California, I want you to cover me on those. Either A, you get licensed and fly out to California to defend me, or B, this is probably easier, just find an attorney in California and then just pay them out of my monthly fee that I'm paying you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So just add those up. If we're just talking those five things, and I was going to pay you a flat monthly fee, what do you think you would have to charge me to make it worth your while?
I would say, I don't know, that's a lot of stuff. I would say, a couple $1,000.
So $2,000? Okay. Jot that down on your notes, $2,000.
Okay.
Now, here's what I want to show you with Legal Shield. I want to show you how to have access to all of those services for less than $2,000 a month. Would you agree that, that $2,000 is a lot of money, and most people could not afford $2,000 a month?
Right.
One of the biggest things with Legal Shield is they want to make sure that that service is affordable. So let's flip the tables on this now. Let's say that I'm the $300 an hour attorney, and you're coming in my office, and you're showing me this list of things, which would you also agree, Mark, those things are not like life-ending events. We're not talking big lawsuits or, IRS audit. These are everyday things.
Right.
And yet we're already in the thousands. So let's just flip the tables. I'm the $300 an hour attorney. You're coming into my office, and I tell you, I'm going to do that for $100 a month. Would that be a good deal to you, do you think?
Absolutely.
Let me put it this way. $100 is less than $2,000, right?
Yeah.
So $100 a month would be, I think, a great deal. Unfortunately, there are still people that would have an issue, though. They would have a hard time coming up with $100 a month. They're living so close, paycheck to paycheck. And Legal Shield was big on, we want to make this affordable for everyone. So let's do this. I'm the $300 an hour attorney now. You're coming in my office asking me to do these four or five everyday things. And I tell you, look, I'll do them and I'll actually give you really good service. But instead of paying me $2,000 a month or even $100 a month, I just want you to bring me a bottle of water every day. You think you might be interested in something like that?
Heck yeah.
Okay. That's what Legal Shield does. Let me show you exactly how that works. Now, guys, I took more time there. I went into a little bit more depth. I apologize. But listen, that's the If You're My Attorney story. If you're going to start a membership and get someone to the point where they see some value, do you think that if Mark were a prospect, he might see a little bit of value now in what we do? Now, he probably is thinking, this sounds too good to be true, right? Because how are you going to get $2,000 worth of anything for, what I'm going to show him is $25 a month. And so I'm going to have to do a good job of explaining how that works. People pay $25 a month. They may or may not use it. Legal Shield takes all of that money, and they hire some of the best law firms in the world. But if you can get good, and I would encourage you to practice that. Again, I'm not saying that's good for groups. I typically don't use that in groups. But if I'm sitting down with an individual, what a great way to introduce it. What a great way to get them thinking, wow, A, this is something that I could use, because the stuff that we just talked about, those are things that everyday Americans could use. B, this is something that's worth a lot. But C, it's something that's affordable. And so you're overcoming some of the big objections that people have with that if you're my attorney story, if you're doing it in an effective way. And so I hope that maybe that's helpful. I hope that, and I'll close out with this thought, I hope that that as you and I are out there sharing these plans this month, as we're out there talking with decision makers this week, as we're out there meeting with groups of employees, as we're sitting down with individuals, and again, I hope that you're going to be sitting down with some individuals this month. I don't care if you're full-blown employee benefit sales, that's what you do, then I still hope that you're sitting down with some individuals. If not, you're missing out on a big opportunity. There's going to be people around you this month that are looking for help, that are looking for protection. And that if you're my attorney story is great for the legal plan, that's not even to mention the identity theft coverage and all the value that we can bring to the table there. So I hope that you're using that. I hope that you're building urgency. Today is not the time. Right now is not the time. This week, this month, this is not the time to sit back and wait. It's not the time for your prospects to sit back and wait. Every decision maker that you meet, I know they'd rather get in on 2017 rates than 2018 rates. It's not the time for them to wait. It's not the time for your prospects to wait. They could wait till January and sign up. But guess what? In the meantime, if they see that they've been hit by the Equifax data breach or the Marriott data breach, and they're an individual signing up with you, there's not a whole lot you can do for them in January. It is not time for your prospects to wait, and it's certainly not time for you and I to wait. I hope that you and I feel urgency. I hope that we feel a responsibility to take these solutions into the marketplace. Is there an effective way to do a presentation? Yes. Now, I've just shared a couple thoughts with you this morning. Again, we've got a lot of training on that in our back office. I hope that you take advantage of that. But I'll tell you, the least effective membership presentations are the ones that are never done. Because I guarantee the people that you don't present to, the people that you don't sit down with, they won't sign up, at least not with you. And I don't want to see that happen, neither do you. Today is the day to take your commitment to the next level, to take your activity to the next level, so that tomorrow you can see your income and the results and your success at the next level as well. Mark, with that, thank you for doing a great job role-playing, and I appreciate you letting me use you for that. I appreciate the time on the call this morning, and I'll turn the call back over to you.
Fantastic. Thanks for reminding us about those basics and the keys. Those key skills that once developed can really keep you in the cash flow. I mean, I see people that have been in this business 2-3 years, and they still don't really know how to sell a membership, or they don't go out and sell memberships. But I couldn't agree with you more. There's thousands of people looking for exactly what we have. And with the data breach, there's tens of thousands of people looking for exactly what we have. And who would not pay $782 a week? $782 is the $3,390 rates on a weekly basis. $782, and that's for the Legal Shield and ID Shield solution. Let's go out and make sure every company and every individual in our marketplace knows that that's available to them right now. Let's make it a great week. Thanks for joining us on the call today. God bless each one of you. Have a terrific day.